We've got a special guest who long ago found his calling to words as a speechwriter, but his interest kind of turned to writing songs after he ended up attending the Kerrville Folk Festival. It's now been about 8 years since this Ohio native made the move south to Austin, where he's released several albums and become a regular on the stage there. He's made a name for himself as a witty and edgy songwriter, and he's currently finishing up his latest record, which is titled Just Another Song and Dance Man. And it is great to welcome back and send season's greetings to Austin's DC Bloom. DC, how are you, man?
Hi, Matt. Great to chat with you today.
It's great to have you back. It's been, I guess it's been a couple of years. It feels like it was a couple of weeks ago, but time flies when we're having all this fun. So it's great to have you back on the show, and I'm excited to talk to you today. Things going good in Austin?
Things are going great. You mentioned this new album. It's being mastered even as we speak, I hope.
Nice.
And we'll get it off and hopefully have it to be released the first week in January.
Excellent. Well, that's something to look forward to in the new year.
Yeah.
And I trust that you are gearing up for hopefully the best holiday season you can have.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I've already bought myself many presents and I've already, I think I've already broken the budget twofold from that.
Well, that's not hard to do ever. That's the hard thing, you know, about the holiday season is you start to find all these incredible deals. And if you're at all like me, you start going, man, you know, there's a great deal on this thing I need. So you start buying all these things for yourself and then you realize, oh, I'm supposed to give to people.
Absolutely. I am an addict of that one-click Amazon shopping.
Right. It's dangerous. It's very dangerous.
I think I spent $200 this morning.
So. Oh, geez. Well, see, we're helping you out here, man. We're pulling you away from all that shopping for a little bit. So, well, as I mentioned, it has been some time since we talked. So, if you will, remind me a little bit about your journey to Texas, because as I mentioned, you're a relatively recent addition to Austin, though you've been there for, you know, many years now. But how did you end up deciding to move from your native Ohio down here to Texas?
Well, from Ohio, I went to the journey begins. I was a speechwriter at the FBI for a number of years. I left the University of Toledo before I got my art education degree, and I ended up somehow at the FBI, and and I finished up my political science degree at George Mason University, but I crazily applied for a open position of a speechwriter there, and they had, I don't know, about 50, 60 applicants. And I had just finished my political science undergrad.
I figured,
you know, I can write a paper. I can write a speech. I've written all these political science papers, you know. So
right.
I took a shot at it, and as luck would have it, I got the job, and that has been my day job for now. I don't know. There's too many years that I want to count, but it was a great opportunity, and putting words in other people's mouth has been an interesting profession, and it really wasn't that big of a step to go from writing gobbledygook for corporate muckety mucks to writing songs for myself.
That's an interesting way to put it, and I never would have drawn the line between the two, but I can see how that is a similar thing. So that's...
Well, I got tired of all these great lines that I wrote for other people just getting left on the cutting room floor, and I said, okay, I'm just going to grab those and turn them into songs.
Nice. Well, that's obviously, you know, short of getting too political in our discussion, I really thought that it was timely and worth noting that you once wrote speeches for the FBI, since they that particular organization was in the news so much this year. And I wondered if they were wishing they had you back.
I doubt it.
Okay, well, there you go. That is really pretty fascinating, and I think sometimes people don't really think about the fact that pretty much behind everything, that every statement you hear on television given by someone, there's a speechwriter behind that. Very rarely are they just going out and doing that off the cuff.
Oh, yeah.
So everything's got to be all plotted out, and the right words have got to be put in, and the right sentiment and everything, and you're a guy who's been behind that for a lot of folks, and now you've turned that to your songwriting, which is so cool. And you are hard at work on this latest album, Just Another Song and Dance Man, and I wondered what sorts of lessons you might have learned on your previous releases and how you might apply those to this new album.
Well, One thing the last album was called Rest is Commentary, and I was real pleased with that record because we had every track of that album was played on a folk DJ station here in the United States.
Nice.
And in Europe as well. So it was nice to have, you know, that validation that, you know, someone liked at least one song of that record enough to put it on the airwaves. But to your question, I mean, the thing that I think I tried to take into this latest project was getting comfortable and thinking through the arrangements and how I wanted the songs to come out on the record with a little bit more forethought. I my tendency has always been, I'm kind of a quantity over quality guy, I guess.
Okay.
And so my instincts are, hey, I just wrote a song, let's record it, you know. And this one I wanted to let them stew a little bit longer. So I think we were very successful in doing that. I recorded it as I have the last few projects over at Tommy Bird's Birdhouse Studio here in Austin, and it was co-produced by Hank Ulrich, who's a great fella and a great guitarist, and had been a great mentor and kind of this Yoda kind of character, you know. So he's taken me under his wing, and we've also been really fortunate. We've got some incredible Austin musicians on this record as well. We've got Chip Dolan, who played keys on the last one, Dave Shear, who's a wonderful lead guitarist. I've got Barbara Nesbitt with Whiskey Sisters. She sings backing vocals on a few tracks, and Kristen DeWitt, another wonderful, beautiful voice. I've also got, and this is one that I'm probably most delighted to report. We've got Red Volkert, who used to be Merle Haggard's lead guitarist.
Wow.
On a track called I Ain't Careful, and it's so cool because, you know, it's just such a distinctive sound that as soon as you hear the first 3-4 seconds of that opening lick, you expect to hear you know Merle Haggard, and then I come in. So
right,
but it's a lot of fun.
Well, that's, you know, you're continuing this kind of trend of really tapping into some of the greatest artists and supporting characters, if you will, that you can bring in on your records, because you've been doing this on your recent releases, and I've got to assume that's been a big help for you as someone who is sort of coming in as several years ago, you were a newbie to the songwriting thing and to the performing artist in Austin scene. But now you've been doing this for a long time, and you're out there rubbing elbows with all of these big names in Austin. And so that's great. It's got to have been a help for you over the years.
Oh, absolutely. It's an embarrassment of riches down here, where the old line where you can't. I don't know what the old line is, but
right.
Something like, you can't toss a dead cat without hitting a musician.
Yeah.
In Austin. And that's certainly true. I've been the beneficiary of some incredible talent.
Well, DC Bloom is our guest on 88.9 KETR, and since you were just talking about that song, I Ain't Careful, I just happen to have that queued up here and ready, so why don't we take a listen to this, because you were just kind of alluding to how this, really, you expect Merle to come in on this tune, and it does kind of stand out as different from a lot of your other recordings, because most of your stuff is more Americana sounding, and this is more kind of starts off with this traditional country sound.
Yeah, I wrote this song. I you know how people always tell you to be careful what you wish for, and I just hate it when people tell me that, because you know, who are they to tell me that?
And, right.
So anyways, that's how that song came about.
Awesome. Well, let's take a listen to this, and we're going to chat some more with our special guest, DC Bloom. This is going to be on the forthcoming Just Another Song and Dance Man release, scheduled to release early in 2017. Here's I Ain't Careful by DC Bloom. You're listening to 88.9 KETR. It's Notably Texan.
They say be careful what you wish for, but to them I say right back, don't you worry what I dream about. It's you who seem to lack the will to hope for better things and the urge to grow new wings. No, I ain't careful what I wish for. I'm throwing caution to the wind. No, I ain't careful what I wish for. And my dreaming days will never end.
DC is checking in from, I assume from his home in Austin, but from Austin nonetheless. Do we find you at home today?
Close enough.
Okay, very good. From an undisclosed location in Austin, that's what we'll say.
Bunker around the UT campus. Yes.
All right, very good. So you mentioned earlier that you are hoping to get this album out like in the first weeks of January with any luck, right?
Absolutely. I mean, last year in the spring, I guess, I said, oh, coming release summer of 2016. And then events kind of conspired to put the kibosh on that plan. But we'll definitely have product, as they say,
yes.
Early January.
A lot of artists like DC Bloom end up kind of doing a lot of the stuff themselves. I'm not misquoting that, right?
No, that's absolutely correct. And with technology today, everyone can make a record in their in their back room or their
right.
basement, and you can get it out there to the world. I just think it's a great time to be a struggling musician.
No, I follow absolutely what you're saying because you really can do it all. Of course, that is very taxing on any given artist who's having to do everything from booking the shows to sending themselves reminders that they got to do those shows or radio interviews and this and that, getting the music out there. When I talked to you a couple of years ago, we talked about some health issues that you had, and you have since been really pushing through some struggles in your health that really kind of make this record special, don't they?
Oh, absolutely. I think the last time we talked, I had been coming off of having two strokes.
Correct.
And this time I wanted to up the ante a little bit, so this time I'm coming off of two open heart surgeries.
Right.
and that's why this record took longer to finish than I had hoped for. Back in June of last year, I was house sitting for a friend, and I just felt like I was having a heart attack, and I called rather than call 911, I called a close friend and said, hey, I think I'm having a heart attack.
Really?
And she goes, well, call 911. And that was the last I'd heard. And fortunately, she did. And long story short, I ended up being operated on at 3 o'clock the next morning. And the fella, I was really lucky because the surgeon, it was kind of like being operated on by Hawkeye Pierce.
Really?
This guy is a revered heart surgeon here in Austin, and kind of a rock and roll kind of guy. And he, walks through the hospital with cowboy boots and swagger. And,
okay.
And fortunately, I had this guy operating on me, and did it. Obviously, he saved my life because a couple months later, when I went in to see him for, office visit, he told me that he had given me that night when I came in June of last year, he said, I gave you a less than 5% chance of surviving the operation.
Wow.
And then he said, and then I figured it was 50-50 whether I'd get your brain back or not. So,
oh my gosh.
Yeah. So just the fact that I can, sing songs and play guitar and entertain folks, I mean, that's icing on the cake at this point.
That is just phenomenal, and that just really does make all of this so special that's going on right now, because it could have absolutely gone the other way, and you definitely are someone who just, keeps kind of dodging these bullets left and right, and we're so glad for that. I mean, obviously you are meant to be doing what you're doing right now, I would say.
I'm not a religious man, but I am counting blessings these days.
we're so happy that that things have worked out. Obviously, I'm not happy that you've had to endure all this. So proud that that these guys and gals have done all the great work they've done with you, and we're so fortunate to even be able to talk to you today, DC Bloom from Austin. So that new record, again, another Song and Dance Man coming out next year. You were kind enough to send us a couple early preview tracks, and I thought maybe we could spin another one, this tune called Gone Forever Days.
I go to a lot of garage sales and yard sales and things.
Okay.
And I'd gone to one a couple years ago, and you know, we're, as a songwriter, you journal and, you know, jot down memories and lines, the people who were having this yard sale, it was kind of a sad yard sale. There wasn't that much stuff, you know, and it was just kind of I got the impression that they were kind of hanging on, but in one of those positions where they're staying together, but they really aren't, you know. And
yeah.
So that was kind of what this song is about. And you know, the title of it, "Gone Forever Days," kind of came about. I mean, sometimes those gray skies mean things have changed, and sometimes it means they're going to hang around, you know. So there's an ambiguity in the narrative of this song, which I think a lot of people reside in. So.
Absolutely.
Yard sale, almost go. Cashed out, told you so. It's all long wind. Clouds pass, dark and low. Trees bend, distant winds will blow it all away. I touch your arm, feel the cold. Line by line's getting old. Hurts to have to stay or go away. This gray sky gone forever day.
This forthcoming record features a really interesting cover photo, because it's something you chose. It's a four-year-old DC hamming it up in front of the camera. A great selection for the album cover, I got to say.
My brother had found that slide in a collection of slides that my father had, and it was me when I showed that to a couple friends, it was Tommy Bird, the fellow who's engineered this record. I showed him that picture, and he goes, "Man, seeing that, that explains a lot, you know." Here I was, 4 years old, and I was perfecting the distant artist pose.
Yeah. That really was kind of some foreshadowing there. Where will people be able to get a hold of this album, by the way? Because, again, as I was talking about earlier, you know, the old days of traditional record stores and whatnot are kind of behind us, unless you live in Austin. It's hard to find a record store, actually, anymore.
Right.
So where can folks get a hold of the CD? I'm sure they can get it at one of your shows, but can they order it online once it's available?
Yes, it'll be my website is just dcbloom.com. You can get it there, or, you know, it'll be available on iTunes and CD
okay.
Baby and, you know, all of those digital outposts that exist.
Okay, very good. So, yeah, you'll be able to find it in the traditional, the modern traditional ways.
Well, I myself, you know, I use iTunes a lot, and I have about 35,000 songs on my MacBook, which, you know, probably 3/4 of them were iTunes purchased. Artists like myself, we make more money when people buy directly from us. So,
yeah.
You're ordering an album, you know, online or sending me an email and paying for it via PayPal, that's much more. There's more money in the bank for me when that happens.
Right, cut out the middleman and all that.
Yeah,
of course. And DC, as we kind of move into these uncertain times that we're in right now, the future of public radio, honestly, is always unclear from year to year, but especially right now, you know, there hasn't really been any mention of Corporation for Public Broadcasting or public radio or anything in this whole crazy political year that we just went through.
Mm-hmm.
But basically, the bottom line is, I personally believe that these are the times in which unbiased information and uncommercialized entertainment are just absolutely vital. Would you agree with that statement?
Absolutely. I mean, it has never been more important. You know, we, you know, I don't want to tread into the political area.
Right.
But it's well known that, you know, there's been a lot of talk about fake news and, you know, all the dissemination of bogus information has just proliferated in the last couple years. And it's a real danger because how does an average person sort through mountains of facts, supposed facts that they're presented with? And, you know, people like to talk about, oh, I did my own research online. It's like, okay, you can research till the cows come home, but that research doesn't really do any good if you're completely uncertain about the validity of that information. So
right.
You know, resources like yours, station, you know, are invaluable to help, you know, sort through that mountain of information.
People are quick to tell me anyway that, hey, I don't have a hard time finding music on the radio. I can go up and down the dial. There's music all over the place. But what it comes down to is if you don't want to hear basically these same songs or same genres or whatnot, if you want to discover an artist like DC Bloom or some of these others that we've been mentioning, name dropping here today, you really have to find a music source that's on public radio. And that's why we think that people need to get behind our efforts here.
Absolutely, and that's why I appreciate y'all. The sweat equity goes into making a record. A lot of your creative juices get expended, and you know, and then you release it into the wild, and you just hope and pray that someone out there listens to it and likes it well enough to maybe buy it and come to your show. So you serve a great purpose.
Well, thank you for your words on that. And it's always great to catch up with you, man. I'm really excited about the new album. I know that you'll get us a copy of that as soon as it is available. You've already given us these early preview tracks, so we thank you so much for that. And one of these times we got to do an interview in person. I say this all the time to folks that I've only gotten to talk to on the phone, but let's work it out next time you're in Winnsboro or sometime here in the Northeast Texas area. I'd love to have you stop by the station here so we can chat in person. Would you do that?
That'd be great.
Before you go, I was going to play you out with this tune, All I Do Is Wonder, and I wondered if you had any insight into that song before we played you out.
You know, this song is kind of, you know, that Garth Brooks song, you know, some of, you know, unanswered prayers.
Right, right.
You know, sometimes, you know, you have wanted something to happen, and then, you know, years later you realize, man, it's a great thing that didn't happen, you know. but you spend a lot of energy just wondering, and I'm just glad that my story ended on a much more positive note than the one that was happening in that song. So, like I said earlier, I'm incredibly blessed. I'm very happy these days, and I'm happy the way things have all turned out. So
we are happy for you, and I'm so glad that that, you know, the plan, the whole major plan here has still got you in the picture, DC, because I know that it's been kind of a rough ride over these past several years, but you always have a positive attitude, and you always have just a very sharp wit. I love following you on social networking because you always seem to sometimes say the right things that I can't seem to say. So thanks for doing what you do in song and in everything else, man. And keep it up. Keep your nose to the grindstone, man. I look forward to talking to you again, DC.
You know I will, and thanks again to KETR for having me on.
Hey, have a great holiday to you and yours, okay?
All right, take care.
Walls of sound can hold stories left untold. The endless nights, the tosses turn, the fades to black, the dreams within a dream. And all I do is wonder anymore.